Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. In today's podcast, we will hear from Pablo Montes, a faithful Christian man with an unbelievable story. As you listen, consider that no matter how far a teenager strays, God is still only one step away. His forgiveness is always available, and you are never too far gone.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Clio, Michigan. And here sitting across from me right now is a gentleman named Pablo Montes. And when we heard about his testimony, we thought, you know what? We've got to bring him in, and we've got to have him tell his story to the young people who listen to the Generation Podcast. Young people, I want you to listen. You may be sitting here, and you may be thinking, okay, I'm interested in living a life of total surrender and total dependence, but I wonder if I'm too far gone. Can I tell you something? You're never too far gone. Jesus has the power to rescue you from the consequences of your sin and from the very sins themselves. And so, Brother Pablo, could you please share with us your story?
My name is Pablo Montes. I was raised in Detroit in the 50s. And then in the 60s, we lived there right after the riots. You know, my father had left us when we were young, when I was about 5 years old. He had left, and so I didn't have a father figure around. I didn't have somebody to protect me or to guide me. And I was molested by a man close to the family. I was 8 years old. I didn't know any better, and my mother didn't know nothing about it. I held that deep in my heart for a long, long time till I was 50 years old. I'm 61 years old now. But I started smoking cigarettes at 9 years old and started doing some drugs and drinking and started stealing cars and doing wrong things, stealing out of stores and stealing, breaking in houses at a young age, at 12, 13, 14 years old. And I was incarcerated. I've been incarcerated a number of times, I can't even tell you, in juveniles and training schools, boys training schools, Boysville. I was locked up in Boysville for a while. At the age of 17, I was doing a lot of drugs at the time. I was in a car accident. There was seven of us in the car, and we were drinking. It was a one-car accident. It was over on 96 by Middle Belt in Farmington Hills. We're coming out of Kensington Park. There was seven of us in the vehicle. And that whole day, I was on the passenger side. Well, as we were coming out of the park that day, we've been out about 8 hours that day. We left about 11:30 that day. It was in 1973. And there were seven of us. And I was on the passenger side the whole day. And we're driving, and we're getting ready to come out of the park, and the police rangers pulled us over and seen that the man that was driving, Crazy Red, we called him, he was too drunk to drive, so one of the girls he wanted to let drive because they were sober. So we started driving out of the park. As she was driving out of the park, Crazy Red got mad. He turned off the car. He pulled the keys out. He said, I'm driving my car, and this is my car. I'm going to drive it. So we all got back in. Well, God had put me behind the driver. And we got on the freeway, and he was going in and out of traffic about 120 miles an hour. And I seen the speedometer hitting 120 miles an hour. Well, at that time, God had put his hand upon my forehead. I know what it was. It was God. And I had went out. And anyways, I woke up the next day in the hospital, thought everybody had gone home. But that wasn't the case. The five people that were on that side of the car gotten killed. They got decapitated. They got ripped in half. There were closed caskets. It was very sad. And the only ones that lived was me and the driver. 6 months later, I was in a park doing something I shouldn't have been doing. And I was with a girl and doing some drugs. And five guys came up to me with bats, and they beat me. I was a Hispanic man in a white neighborhood where I shouldn't have been. This was back in early 70s, and they beat me with bats and left me for dead. Again, I was in critical condition again. And so in them three months, God has had his hand of protection upon me. You know, we go through life and we just, we think we're invincible. You know, we think because we're young, we got all the time in the world, and we don't. You know, when God's calling upon your heart to surrender, that's what we need to do. We need to surrender. A couple years later, I became a heroin addict. I was an 8-year heroin addict, and I had OD'd on heroin when I was about 21 years old. And I had OD'd on heroin, and again, God had his hand again upon me, and I got through that. And I was 50 years old when I finally got broke to my knees. And again, all through my life, I was a 20-year crack addict, 8-year heroin addict. I held a lot of anger inside of me, and but when I came to come to know Christ, I got up one morning and I told my sons, I said, I need to talk to the Lord. I need to talk to him now. I had walked down to this street and I was standing on the corner in Southgate, Michigan, on the corner of Dix and Northline. And I was crying out to God because I knew I was physically broke, mentally broke, financially broke, and I was definitely spiritually broke. And I was at a point in my life where there was a fork in the road and the Lord was telling me, which way do you want to go? And there was only one way I could go at that time because I was so broke. I was standing on the corner, and as God is my witness, I don't know if God had taken and pulled the trees down just a little bit or if he had taken the steeple and pushed it up, because I stood on that corner for 15 minutes looking for a church, and I kept looking up and down the road. But I looked right straight in front of me, and there was this little cross sticking on top of these trees. And I know God wanted me to see that cross, because I looked at my boys and I said, that's where we're going to church. Well, I'd gotten inside the church, and it was still early. And there was this man named Al Covert. He was 73 years old. He didn't have too much schooling. He was a bag boy all his life. He was a little slow. But if you talk to him about Jesus, he had fire would come out of his mouth about Jesus. And he talked to me and my sons about Jesus. And that day, I got right with Christ. I got right with Jesus. Amen. The next week, I jumped in the choir and I started getting in the pantry, started feeding the homeless people and the poor people out of the pantry that they had there at the church, and started doing Bible study and started reading the Bible faithfully. And God had changed my life at that very moment. My life had changed. My language started changing immediately. I stopped using curse words, and again I just started trying to do what God wanted me to do. You know, a lot of times, especially with young kids today, you know, we hold a lot of stuff in. Don't hold nothing in. If somebody has done you wrong or anything like that in your life, let other people know. I can tell you this: find a good church, a Bible believing church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, the real gospel of Jesus Christ, and get right with Christ. Life is short. Life is very short. You know, we don't know when our life is going to end. Just like them five kids that got killed, them five teenagers got killed. In an instant of a second, they were gone, and they didn't know where they were going. They didn't have no clue. I don't even think they were saved. But I just telling you right now, you need to get right with Jesus Christ and get your life right. Again, get the drugs out of your life, because that will take you down. Don't think because they smoke cigarettes they're cool, because they're not. Mm-hmm. You know, I smoked cigarettes since I was 8, 9 years old. I was 50 years old, and it's not a cool thing to do. I'll be praying for you. Again, you have a blessed day, and I thank everybody for letting me do the pod with you.
Well, thank you so much, Brother Pablo. Your testimony is powerful, and I know you know that, And young people, as you're listening, you may be able to identify with some of the things that he shared, but maybe you can't identify with some of the things that he shared. But you know what? Either way, if you're here and you're in bondage to the addiction of drugs, can I tell you, Jesus can deliver you.
Amen.
If you're here and you're listening and maybe you're not addicted to drugs. Maybe you've never touched a cigarette. Maybe you've never been molested. Can I tell you, you probably have somebody on your street that has. Just like that young man, can you reach out and share the love of Jesus Christ with them? God wants to use you to bring the Jesus to them who can deliver them from whatever it is they're struggling with. Well, thank you so much for listening here today. And don't forget that The Generation is a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender and total dependence.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit TheGeneration.org. That's TheGeneration.org.